You can take your Bibles, if you have one, if you'd like to. Turn to Psalm 18. We're going to go through a few Psalms and some other wonderful verses. But we're going to start in Psalm 18. And we're going to, We're going to start in verse 19. Psalm 18, 19. And this is the beginning of this psalm is when, I'll just read it. The first verse is, the sorrows of death compassed me, and floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Verse 6, in my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God, and he heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And then it goes through that great mind picture of the earth shook and trembled because God was not happy with all that. That his, one of his kids were in distress. And I love that too in verse 6. It says, my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. And God is always listening to us. He's always got his ears ready to hear what we have to say. But then verse 19, there's some other really wonderful verses. He says, he brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. And that word delighted means that he's pleased. He's have pleasure in us. Lowly us. God has pleasure in it when we look to him. Verse 20, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. And that I have kept means that to guard and to protect and to attend to the ways of the Lord. And how do we find out about the ways of the Lord? Through his word. In all these scriptures that I'm going to read, it's basically God wanting us to look to him by way of his word. He wants us to look in his word and see what he has for us. For I've kept the ways of the Lord. I've guarded them. I've protected them in my heart. And have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. So this is God telling us, go to his word. Don't put his statutes away. Keep his word in our hearts. I think Ali's prayer reminded me of, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. He wants us to hide his word in our hearts. Verse 23, I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright, with the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. Verse 27. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. That light my candle, pretty obvious, means to lighten, means to... it's luminous, it's bright, it's shiny for us to be able to see clearly. And that's what God does to us, for us. For thou will light my candle, the Lord God will enlighten my darkness. And that is another form of light. It's glitter. It illuminates the path that we're on. And that's what God does for us. In a world that's dark and not so great, God illuminates it for us, our path, so that we can live a more abundant life. And then, in verse 29, we all know this verse, but it's so wonderful. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. Mm-hmm. We can do those wonderful things because of God. All because of God. He wants that for us. I have run through a troop. Now a troop, well, I was in the Boy Scouts, so troops were little. But a troop of military is huge. And for someone, the enemy, you know, if you're running through a troop of the enemy, they're probably going to get you. But with God, you're going to be able to run through that troop and leap over a wall. And it won't be any problem because God is with us. And then it says also, verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. Mm-hmm. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. And that word perfect, well, his way means a road, a course of life. God's course of life for us, it's perfect. His way is perfect. And the word of the Lord is tried. It's refined. It's pure. There's nothing dark about it. It's pure. It's enlightening. And he is a buckler to all those that trust in him. And a buckler is a shield or a protector. It's God that's going to protect us through all of the things we go through in this life as we look to him. You know, if we're looking for God's protection somewhere else, we're not going to find. We're going to find it in his word. And he tells us so many different times that he wants to be with us. He wants to meet our every need every single day. That's why we sang those songs. Expect miracles every day. Every moment of the day, God watches over you. Every moment, every second. That's a pretty wonderful God. So he's our shield and he's our protector. And in verse 31, for who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places. And you think about the hinds' feet where the doe, the deer, puts his front foot on the shore surface and then he puts his back foot on there. And he knows he's going to be able to make it up that mountain without falling. And that's what God wants for us. So he maketh my feet like hinds' feet. He setteth me upon high places. He teacheth my hands to war so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. He gives us strength to do something like that, to take care of us so we don't have to get hurt. Only God can do that. Verse 35, thou hast also given me the shield of salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. And that word gentleness is so beautiful. It's humility and meekness, and it's just a loving thing. His gentleness makes us great. And that great means to increase and to excel. So it's God's wonderful gentleness that causes us to excel in life. And that's what we want to do, right? That's why we're here. That's why we read God's word, because we want to excel and be able to do God's will and help people and love people the way God wants us to be. God wants us to love, and God wants us to be loved. So we got a great God for that. If you go to Isaiah, and we're going to go to 26. We all know this. Well, I'm going to read one of those verses, but it's all familiar, which is a good thing if it's familiar to us, because it means we're reading our Bible. But we'll start in verse 1, actually. I believe this was after the fall of Babylon. Right? All you Old Testament guys know this stuff. It says, in that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. And here's that wonderful verse. thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. So do you think in that verse there that God wants us to think about him at all? He wants us to stay our minds on him. And that main, that word stay is to take hold of and lean upon him. We have a great God that wants us to think about him and to lean on him, because he's the one that can take care of situations for us. He wants us to lean on him. Verse 5, for he bringeth down them that dwell on high, the lofty city. The lofty city is an inaccessible city, but he brings it down. He layeth it low, even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. So, as we just, he just wants us to think about him and stay our minds on him so that our lives can be most blessed. Psalm 33. Psalm 33. I'm going to start in verse 1. Excuse me. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. And that word comely means beautiful. Praise is beautiful for the upright. And it means suitable too. So we want to rejoice in the Lord and praise him, because it's a great thing to do. It's beautiful. Praise the Lord with harp. And if you don't have a harp, sing unto him. No. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. The word of the Lord is right, which means it's just, it's adequate. God's word is adequate for anything we need in life. You know, if you're going through stuff, God can take care of it. And the great thing is he wants to take care of it. Anything that's on our hearts. Where was I? Verse 5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth, and this, I love this part here. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. You know, if you watch the news, there's not, it stinks. You think there's, what good is there out there? But because we look to God, we go to his, we're here today because we want to learn his word. That's the goodness that's in, that's God's goodness that's in this world. We're it. So, we got to spread it around. I think Perry prayed about that, to speak it and to spread it around. That's what he wants us to do. But he wants us to do it by looking to him. So that we're blessed, so that we can help people, help each other, and live a more than abundant life. He loveth righteousness and judgment, and the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So that's pretty cool. Actually, let's go to next Psalm over 34. I'm just going to read 8 verses out of here. Just because they were really cool. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall sometimes be in my mouth. Praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So it's something we get to do together as a family. Exalt and magnify his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from every one of my fears. So if you have fear in here, anybody have a fear now and then? Who can deliver you from that? God. Every single time. And here it is, just to light, enlightened again. Verse 5. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. And that poor means he was out of money.
No.
Just had no money, no. This poor man, he was depressed, he was downtrodden. And he cried unto the Lord, and what did he do? He heard him. And this is another great mind picture here, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear or respect him, and delivereth them. Mm-hmm. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. And we know what blessed means, right?
Yeah.
Happy. Happy is the man that trusts in him. So those are some pretty cool things. And there's even more. If we go to Ephesians chapter 4. No, 3. I meant to tell you. Where is it? I'll tell you later. You got to read this one's too important. Ephesians chapter 3. And verse 20. Because of God, it says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I read it was somewhere online, but it's, there's a little different wording, but it says, God will do super abundantly for over and above all that we dare to ask or think. And we can dare to ask him whatever's on our hearts that's available according to his word. That's what he makes available to us. He only makes available the things that are in his word. So I don't know if we get anyone in a lifetime would ever need anything beyond that. So we got it made in the shade. In Philippians 4. You guys all know this one, but we got to read it. Verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And you know, I love that it says his riches in glory, not ours. Because ours are limited. God's isn't. He's a God of more than abundant. More than abundance, more than we could ever ask or think. That's what he has for us. 2 Timothy 1:7. Oh, that's another great thing here. It says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And that's great that we're able to have a sound mind, because God wants us to think about his word, right? And if someone with a sound mind, really, without a sound mind, can't. So, and you know, not to mention, he didn't give us a spirit of fear, right? It's a good thing to go through life not having to fear things. So, God did that for us. And then in 1 John, close it out here. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 5. Oh wait, let's read verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. He's light, he's luminous, he's bright and shiny, and he wants to light our paths before us and make this life easy. And that's all I have to say.